When Guatemalans went to the polls this past weekend, they arrived presumably sober. That's because Guatemala is among the many Latin American countries that ban alcohol consumption around election time. They're known as dry laws, and while many men don't like the law, many women do, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
It's Friday night at this supermarket, and there are a surprising number of men lined up at the checkout counter. In this, a country where women usually do the shopping. Look at what these men are buying, though, and it all makes sense.
Cerveza y rum.
This man points to the bottles of beer and rum being put into plastic bags. It's 12 hours to go until Guatemala's dry law, or ley seca, goes into effect, and Herbert Cabaret says it's best to be prepared.
No hay nada. No le vende uno nada en la calle.
There's nothing on the street. You can't buy alcohol. I'm buying booze now so that I won't really have to be dry this weekend. It's better to have some reserves at home.
Like many countries in Latin America, Guatemala bans the sale and consumption of booze every election period from noon on Saturday to 6 a.m. Monday morning. The reason, say authorities, is twofold. Reduce alcohol-fueled political violence and allow voters to be clear-headed when they cast their ballot. Quite simply put, though, many men don't like it. Near the checkout counter of the supermarket, Fernando González peruses the selection of whiskeys.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a double standard that's applied by our government to try and show to the world that they are all good and Puritan, when we know they are not.
For visiting foreigners, it's also a pain. Most restaurants and bars put their liquor under lock and key. In one restaurant, no amount of coaxing by a group of expats would make the usually affable staff open it up. It was lemonade, soft drinks, or water. Still, for a large segment of society here, the ban is a relief. In the highlands outside of Guatemala City, a plump indigenous woman dressed in a brightly colored woven dress with long red beads wound around her neck giggles nervously when asked about the dry law. Mother of eight, Modesta Tepu, looks shyly at her husband standing next to her, her hand placed nervously in front of her mouth.
It makes me happy because he doesn't drink. It's good because that means he has money to give me.
On any normal weekend here in town, the cantinas are full of men drinking and spending their quetzales, the local currency. But the real problems take place when they come home. Alicia Avila is a mother of six.
I wish it were like this all the time. That way, there wouldn't be so many problems in the home. I know so many wives who suffer because their husbands come home drunk. I have neighbors whom I've seen running out of their houses at all hours of the night, looking for refuge from a drunken man.
The local police here say that domestic violence is a serious problem, and some of it is certainly fueled by the drinking. Guatemala, too, also suffers from a huge wave of general violence brought on by organized crime, gangs, and drug traffickers. The security forces are notoriously inefficient and underfunded. Less than 2% of all murders are solved in this country. But for Election Day, the bars were closed, and there were thousands of extra military and police on the streets, which made for a quiet Saturday and Sunday night, and a grateful local law enforcement. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Guatemala City.